Oh man, so like I've been having a lot of nightmares about AI, artificial intelligence. It's been in the news a lot lately. And let me tell you, like, we're just gonna explore that fantasy real quick, because like I know it's very exploitative, it's stealing from artists, stealing from people that don't consent to be recorded, and then their bodies like re-uploaded in positions that they didn't ask to be in. We're ignoring all of that. We're just going to look like 50, 100 years down the line, when like AI pornography is like the future, the dark, dark future. Like, you thought that the internet pornography addiction was like the worst of the worst, the VR addiction was the worst of the worst. No, the worst is yet to come. Like, let's talk about like how, with AI porn, like you'll be able to just, see any type of porn that you want to see, just automatically generated. Like, interactive porn is just like completely gone. It's just like, if you want to see a model fuck another model in the woods, you just type that in, the AI fucking just generates it for you, and you just jerk off to it. And I'm talking like hundreds of years down the line when this is fucking normalized. Like, think about like all the fucking masturbators right now that grew up on internet porn. It's just so normal for them to just like be more attracted to fucking porn stars than they are to like actual living, breathing human beings. Like, just imagine an entire generation of masturbators just used to auto-generated images. Like, I'm talking about images that are scientifically designed to elicit a masturbatory response. And like, you've seen some of the deep fakes already if you've been online. You've seen some of the audio cloning. It's all scary. But like, 100 years down the line, it'll just be like commonplace. Like, all of these fucking masturbators will just be more accustomed to looking at beautiful people that don't even exist. And these people, these stupid masturbators are masturbating to, they never existed and they never will exist. If they go out and they try to form a relationship with somebody else, that person is competing against a data set. Like, you thought it was hard to find a relationship now. Like, imagine having to compete with a perfect person, an unstoppable machine. Just a machine that's always ready to perform and outperform any living being. Like, just imagine right now how you can type up and find any beautiful model, any porn star, any cam boy, any cam girl, anybody that you want online. And just imagine that just automatically generated. And those are all living, breathing human beings. They all have desires. You have to treat them with manners and respect. But with AI-generated images, you don't have to do any of that. You can just tell them the most fucked up things. You can watch them do the most perverse acts, and it's all okay because they all don't exist. Like, 100 years down the line, AI porn would just be like more kinky than regular porn. You would start off at a higher level of hardcore stuff. The AI-generated models would just be willing to do anything because, they're not real people. People have their hang-ups, people have their kinks, people have stuff that prevents them from doing things that you want them to. But with AI porn, like maybe 50 years down the line, yeah, it would all be up to you, but like, 100 years down the line, nah, the AI is taking over. The AI would have all of the control. It'd be able to just track your pupils to see whenever your pupils dilate, to find all those hidden kinks that you don't want to mention that you have, all those secret desires that you'd never tell a living soul or even partake in or even search up in regular porn. And it would just present all of those images to you, create a hour-long slideshow of various images, sex acts that you yourself would never want to partake in, but the AI would be trained to just dig out all those deep hidden desires out of you. And like, there wouldn't be anything you could really do about it. Like, you masturbate to whatever the AI puts in front of you. Like, really think about like the impact it would have on like porn stars, erotic artists, erotica writers, myself included, like audio performers. Like, all of them would just be replaced by AI. Probably like 200 years down the line, like my voice would probably pop up again and everyone would be like, "Oh, is he back?" And it's like, "No, I'm a fucking skeleton, dude." And like, that's the thing with like AI porn, like nobody can ever be like truly laid to rest. Like, there would just be like new vintage scenes just popping up all the fucking time. And yeah, like there's the ethics behind it and everything. You can get into that debate, that question, but like, Dude, some of these masturbators do not give a fuck. They'll just masturbate to whatever the AI puts in front of them. Like, you know, they'll probably never be another porn star ever again once AI becomes like prominent. And that's not me advocating for AI. You know, I don't think that's it's a good thing. I don't think it's a good direction to go down, but like it's out of my control, you know. If AI porn becomes more regulated and becomes more predominant, then maybe like it'll just take over. Because, you know, like AI and AI images and AI text, like it's the worst that it's going to be right now, and it's just only going to improve, and it's only going to get better and scarier. You know, it's going to replace everybody basically, and it's just like the masturbators are going to be the first ones to go, you know, like even the ones that only get off on like texting horny guys, messaging horny guys. You know, there's chatbots now, and you know, if they release an erotic version of that, I'm pretty sure like guys will just go talk to these fucking robots over actual living, breathing human people and just talk and have their fucking deep sexual desires just laid out in front of them. Because that's the thing with AI too, like it doesn't judge. It doesn't judge you for having whatever kinks you have. And like, I think that's gonna attract a lot of baiters too. And like, just imagine like if you overcome all of the addictive properties of AI and just like, you know, find somebody that you really vibe with and you want to have sex with them, but like both of you are so used to AI pornography that, you know, you just can't get horny for each other. You know, everybody will just be into kinks and sex scenes that they can't really perform in real life, just addicted to the pleasure that automatically generated images provide them. And it's just easy for some people to say, hey, if the computers took over, I would resist. You know, I would fight back. I'm all for humanity. But in the face of AI pornography, in the face of endless pleasure, you know, a lot of you would buckle. A lot of you would side with the computers and, you know, just say, fuck humanity. I just want to fucking masturbate to fucking AI porn. You know, a lot of you are fucking weak, and to be honest, I'm probably fucking weak too. You know, I'm already an advocate for internet porn, and that's only because I grew up on it. Like, just imagine, like, the next generation that's gonna grow up with artificial intelligence porn. You know, they'll probably defend it, fucking legislate for it, you know, spend their whole lives just trying to protect this fucking thing that just fucking just spews out all these pornographic images for them that just, you know, hijacks their pleasure centers. You know, it's one of those things where it gets me hard to think about it, but if I think about it for too long, it just turns me off. You know, it's just a fucking scary future, thinking like anything and everything could just be turned into fucking pornography.